This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A new scholarship fund for Colorado's community colleges aims to help diversify the state's healthcare system. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The $1 million gift from Kaiser Permanente will create a 15-year endowment fund. At least 28 scholarships will be awarded each year to students from underrepresented groups studying at one of the state's 13 community colleges. Experts say a more diverse healthcare workforce improves communication between providers and patients, increases patient trust, and expands access to care. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says jobs in the healthcare field are expected to grow 15% over the next 8 years. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm visited the Denver area recently as she continues to champion proposed investments in infrastructure. Her trip came as Colorado enacted a bipartisan bill to move toward a more regionally interconnected power grid. Granholm says this kind of grid can create more opportunities for clean energy development.
It allows for Colorado, for example, to generate clean energy and send it outside of Colorado if you're not using it, if you've got an oversupply, or to allow the rest of the country to send power to you.
The new Colorado Electric Transmission Authority will require all transmission utilities in the state to join an organized wholesale market by 2030. I-70 is closed through part of Glenwood Canyon due to a flash flood warning. This area has closed multiple times recently due to mudslides. Westbound I-70 is closed at Dotsero, eastbound closed near Rifle.